fragments from the planet Krypton exploded and went into outer space, it is reasonable to assume that some of those particles of debris drifted to Earth.
A dark day for the Man of Steel, and potentially great news for Lex Luthor. Geologists say they've discovered a rock in Serbia that has a similar chemical composition to kryptonite.
That's kryptonite, Superman. A little souvenir from the old hometown. I've spared no expense to make you feel right at home.
Yes, that's right. Kryptonite, the fictional chemical compound that renders Superman powerless. Joining us now is Chris Stanley. He's a mineralogist at London's Natural History Museum. Welcome.
Hi there.
If you could please tell us a little bit about what exactly it is that you've found. If I recall, the kryptonite of Superman lore is usually green and in a crystal form. Is that similar to what you've discovered?
No, not at all. The new mineral that is actually called Yadarite, because we can't call it kryptonite because it doesn't contain any krypton, is a sodium lithium boron silicate hydroxide. So it's similar in composition to what has been called kryptonite in Superman Returns, but it's certainly different in appearance. It's not green, it's white, and it's powdery, and actually it's pretty boring.
Wait, now, you said that you can't call it kryptonite because it doesn't contain any krypton.
That's right.
Is krypton an actual thing?
Krypton is a natural element, yes. It is a real chemical element.
And remind me, the name that you're going to call this rock that you've discovered is?
It's Yadarite, after the place where it was found in Serbia.
Although it sounds like it could be something straight out of the Superman films.
Oh, it does, yeah.
So what exactly about this kryptonite-like substance is kryptonite-like?
It's the chemistry, really. It's the fact that when I did a Google search on the chemistry, sodium, lithium, boron, silicate, hydroxide, and out popped kryptonite. Well, in Superman Returns, an additional piece of kryptonite is found in a rock fragment, and the scientific name for the rock was displayed on its case as sodium lithium boron silicate hydroxide with fluorine.
If we might venture for a moment out of the world of Superman and into the real world, is there any practical application for what's been discovered in Serbia?
Yes. Lithium and boron are very important elements, and lithium is important in batteries and in the pharmaceutical industry, for instance. Boron has also high-tech applications, is used in borosilicate glasses and other applications.
Chris Stanley is a mineralogist at London's Natural History Museum. Thank you so much.
Thank you.